Don't know it.
All right, man. Welcome to Crow 777 Radio. This is episode 620. Jason Lingren is with me, and Will and Terry join us from Masterpiece. This is at least the third or fourth, if not the fifth episode. I'll look it up as we go along here. These are important episodes. This has been a very widely popular thing, the Masterpiece product that we have listed on the sponsors page. There is a slight discount if you click on the sponsored link that is on crow777radio.com. So click the link. The price is built into it, the slight reduction in price. I think it's the only place where that occurs. I'm not sure. But this is a big deal. People really need to take action to clean the metals and other things out of their bodies. We live in a very toxic era, and there's a lot of concern about what the pulsing of frequencies and other things might do to people who have basically been turned into antennas because they're carrying so many, just say, metals and toxins. Anyhow, welcome, Jason.
And a pleasant good morning. And there is a free Masterpiece playlist on the homepage, and this includes links to the clinical studies.
Right. And you might want to catch that because there were people who were literally probably paid to troll this product. The first time we covered it, they came out of the woodwork and said the most outlandish things that I think I've ever seen. I recognized it right out of the gate. And I did a thing that we have never done before and put out another episode to address the people who were feverishly posting content and bad information to try to minimalize people looking at this product. And I can tell you from firsthand that the people that I know have said some astonishing things with regard to the results of using this, even for just less than a month. But let's jump in. Welcome, Terry and Will. And Terry, I think you have an intro.
Yeah, thank you for having us both on. I really appreciate it.
Hi, guys.
Howdy, howdy.
All right. So in an effort to couch why we think testing specific toxins and health markers are important, I like to just say that those that have the minds to comprehend the spiritual warfare going on know that the ultimate goal is possession or at least disconnection to our souls. There are those that want to disconnect us from the higher world. To do that, they need to destroy the pineal gland. Dr. Dietrich Klinghart, I'm sure a lot of your listeners have heard of him. He's an MD and has a PhD. He says, and I'll quote him, "The pineal gland is the most sensitive part of the central nervous system and is highly sensitive to four things." He lists these. He says it's aluminum, glyphosate, fluoride, and Wi-Fi. We now have nano-sized aluminum in the air, amongst other toxins and heavy metals, glyphosate and fluoride in the soil and the water, and activation of internal metals with frequencies via Wi-Fi. So we have all of those four components going on right now. So with that said, the intention from the beginning, right after Masterpiece was created, was to provide an avenue for people to test themselves for common poisons through the hair. The advantage of that is that it's non-invasive. You don't need a doctor's order, and it's really very accurate to look into your health that way. We knew we needed a way to track the detoxification progress and whole process, and an easy way for people to prove to themselves and to us, actually, what Masterpiece was doing. While hair is the gold standard in heavy metal and mineral ratio testing, we have to understand that every test has its strengths and weaknesses, and you can't get a total picture of what's happening from just one method. Ideally, you'll want to check multiple methods. For our first placebo-controlled trial, which we're highlighting in this episode, we tested hair, urine, some blood markers, and we also tracked subjective experiences to see as much as we could about what was happening. So all the testing samples were sent to third-party labs for 23 participants and 6 placebos. We utilized Will, who's here with us today, to manage the hair tissue mineral analysis results, and Carolyn to manage the urine results. I brought Will on because he's analyzed the hair mineral data, and he's also analyzing the ongoing data with a longer-term hair study that we're doing. I'll mention that more in hour two. So I can hand it over to Will for the rest of the hour to explain in detail about hair testing and what our placebo-controlled study showed I thought we could probably start with him explaining, like, what is hair testing? Some people might not know what that means.
All right. Before we get going on, Will, I just want to ask you a couple questions. Has the trolling been kicked in the gonads? Doesn't seem like they're around anymore. They seem to have lost their will to lie.
Well,
we're not quite.
Yes and no. It's changed a little bit. But you know, couple of them have received cease and desist, and they've complied. In some ways, we notice they've taken down some things, and there's others that have joined. So it's changing, but it's not totally over.
I actually have a remind me when we get off the air. I don't have permission to talk about this, or I would, but I have some results you guys might want to hear that has to do with autism. But the other thing I wanted to ask before we get over to Will, many people were very impressed with the MAC address thing. Can we address that or no?
Yeah, we can address it. It's still in the works, though. It's being filmed shortly. I don't have my finger on the pulse exactly. In fact, I don't know, Will, if you have heard from Carolyn, because I know you two talk, but I don't know if she's finished all of the actual testing, and then we're just working on getting that filmed.
There is reason to be positive.
Yeah.
So just to describe to people, people were scanned, and it was found, I think it was even done in graveyards. They found MAC addresses coming out of grave sites. There is a possibility that this product was applied, and then the MAC address was no longer scannable.
Yeah, the last I heard, it's coming to mind a little bit more now. The last that we were updated was some people, it just took longer. And there might have been one or two that we just couldn't, at least at that point, they were still coming up. So the vast majority, from my understanding, is that they no longer are coming up with them, at least when they were tested. So I don't know ongoing if they're going to continue the product or what happens. That's something that we just want to keep tracking and looking at.
All right, we'll do a follow-up on it when we know more than we do, but this relates directly to a thing I included in my last blog, which is the current definition, which is actually a poke in the eye of the words COVID-19. I was told by an authoritative source that it actually means certification of vaccine ID AI. So when we're talking about MAC addresses and things, if what I was told is correct, which I'm reasonably sure it is, you can put the pieces together, but let's keep moving on. So, Will, let's talk about hair testing.
Yeah. Hi, guys. First of all, I just want to say at the start of the call, you guys mentioned I was from Masterpiece. I'm not actually from Masterpiece. I'm a completely outside consultant. And so I only was introduced to Masterpiece through another consultant. In fact, I was in touch with another Zeolite brand who were kind of interested in the hair testing. It's a very well-known brand. And I knew a few of those consultants. And so, but weirdly, as they were talking to me, one of my clients introduced me to Masterpiece. And from there, I then started watching content. The brand had a very different feel about it compared to the other Zeolite brand, something which I felt very drawn to. I felt drawn to the people doing the content. And so I then just got talking to some of the leadership team at Human Conscience Support. And from there, just grew organically. And so, yeah, I'm an outside consultant, but I obviously talk regularly to the Human Conscience Support team, which is, for those that don't know, is the guys that run Masterpiece. And yeah, we've come up with this broad spectrum huge hair testing trial, which is amazing because I've been in this game for nearly 16 years. I've dealt with a lot of products. I've dealt with a lot of companies. I've dealt with a lot of consultants, and I've never come across an alternative medicine setup that actually is willing to test every single client that comes through the door and actually show the efficacy of their product. And so that's the first thing I want to say, is that I know they've got a lot of stick. I don't really follow what you talked about initially with the attacks. I think from what I've heard, it's really playground stuff of people that really don't know what they're talking about at all. And so I think just keep it clean and listen to those that are actually qualified, because it seems to me anyone could be a troll and anyone can just pick out a little bit of information and run with it and then convince people who know nothing about anything that that's true. That's really easy to do. And we get trolls everywhere. And so, yeah.
This was malicious, though. I mean, I recognized it. I've been doing this for so many years. You can recognize a concerted attack. And what happens is when the first round came in and I knocked it down. The second round came in more egregious than the first, claiming that there was, you know, atomic, you know, nuclear particles.
No, absolutely.
And
yeah,
it just kept getting worse. I mean, it was beyond malicious. The kind of attack that is typically paid for, I would say.
Absolutely. And it is ridiculous. And it's really unprofessional. And another thing that I found, and I don't really want to concentrate on this, I want to move on, but that those people were offered to go on video call in front of everyone and talk about this, and they always refused. They always refused. And so listen to the people who are willing to go on camera and do it, you know? And so anyway, I just want to draw a line under that. But just so everyone's clear, I'm not from Masterpiece. I'm an outside consultant. So yeah, so hair testing, obviously you guys have come across it before. It's one of the oldest in modern times test. It was introduced in the 60s, 70s. It was seen for its value in testing for metabolic trends, nutritional deficiencies, and toxicity of metals. It was then looked at more closely in the 80s, and two famous doctors, Dr. Eck and Dr. Watts, teamed up and started actually analyzing the hair properly for what it really actually meant on a pattern level for people, of where not just the levels, but what the ratios were telling us. And the hair analysis, is as much as you can look at it and look at levels and deficiencies and toxicities, is much more about the ratios and the patterns. And so it's not as straightforward as just looking at a graph and saying, oh, I've got low magnesium. It's much broader than that. And these professors looked into the symptoms that people were getting, and they were correlating those symptoms with ratios that are out of balance, levels that are out of balance, and the levels of the toxins, whether they were too low or too high. And then it really exploded onto the scene in the 90s, 2000s, and it seemed that every other alternative medicine doctor was using hair analysis. I think with that came the formation of a lot more labs in the world, and everybody tried to jump on the bandwagon and start testing hair analysis, and they all started doing their own graphs, and it all got a bit wild. And so what happened with that is that all of a sudden people were creating their own systems, creating their own reports, but they didn't really have the baseline of the bigger labs to get it right. And so the lab that I use now is probably one of two that actually does it properly in the world. And they've got the best means averages, which are really important, because you need those averages correct of what is optimal for someone. And so we use a lab which I consider to be the best in the world. But then on our side, what we do is we have our own algorithm, and we have collated. I mean, I myself have worked with the best hair analysis professor on the planet, a guy called Dr. Wilson. He trained me. And from there, I have kind of teamed up with other colleagues around the world, and we have got our own algorithm and our own base of information, which is progressive, ongoing, and it's updated. I think the one problem with just getting the lab report from the labs is that it's quite outdated, but we are putting new information into that all the time. So it's up-to-date information. And so what we do is state-of-the-art, not just the testing, but the reporting that we offer. And so I just want to get that one in there.
So when you're doing a hair test, like my wife did a version of the hair test, and we were instructed on how to cut a little bit of hair off and where to do it on the body. But I wanted to ask you, if I just took the tips of my hair, would that be a reflection of right now as compared to going all the way back to the base of the hair? Is there a difference?
So how long's your hair?
Well, at one point it was very long. Right now it's short, but let's say my hair was to my shoulders and I cut the tips.
Yeah, that's no good, really. You want the most recent activity. And so if your hair was really, really long, we don't really know when that was, when that tip was. And so basically the hair's like a fax machine. It's always booting out information, new information, nutrients that have gone into there, and fluids that have gone into that shaft and then grows out of the hair. So from the scalp, basically that's the newest reading of your own body chemistry. And so we worked out about an inch and a half is about 4 months average reading for a hair analysis. But if you take it right from the tip, we don't know when that was. That could have been like 18 months ago.
Also, I'll just mention, maybe you're going to mention this too, Will, but that has also had a lot of time to gather toxins and poisons from shampoos, from environmental transfections. So
yeah. I mean, what we find with shampoos, and I mean, what we used to find was actually very zinc heavy shampoos like Head and Shoulders. I don't know if you have that in the States.
Yeah,
we do. That's one of the ones we know not to use.
Yeah. So zinc heavy. You get others. And also hair dye used to be a problem because it used to contain lead, would you believe it? But they seem to have cleaned up their act now. And so really what locks in the hair follicle and the shaft is body chemistry. It has to be heavily polluted to affect that that reading. But I mean, if you know, we advise to wash the hair the night before just with normal shampoo, rinse it off, and then test. That's going to give you the most accurate reading. I mean, you know, if someone was to do like an Epsom salt bath, not wash their hair, and then do a hair analysis, that's going to be way out on magnesium and sodium. So we really need people to wash the hair the night before. They wake up in the morning when it's dry, they then take the sample.
So is the idea that like once the toxins are in your body, it's locked into the hair follicle? And as an example, to illustrate what I'm asking, I do a hair test. My wife did this and found out she was chocked full of damn near every heavy metal that they had on their test. And so let's say for the next 3 months, she does everything she can and she significantly lowers those metals out of her body. Is the initial test locked into the hair strand? I mean, how does it register that there's been a big change? Is it fluid? Does what's in the hair constantly change, or is it like locked in?
Well, what happens is, and so basically the hair is an extracellular test. So it's the blood and the fluids basically circulating in the body. In fact, what we usually find with a lot of people is that they're in pore elimination. And so on an intracellular level, the toxins are stuck into the body cells. But what we find is, to answer your question, is if someone was to start a detoxification program, the cells get healthier, then they release the toxins into the bloodstream, into the fluids, and that ends up in the hair. So with your wife, I would expect the toxins to go up first, not down, and then lower. Yeah, so the body's got to get rid of it. And so if your wife has toxins circulating in the blood, they're going to be in the cells as well. And so, yeah, we would expect the cells then to basically release the toxins. The toxins would go up in the blood further, and then they would, you know, over time, if you're diligent with a healing program, those toxins would come down in the hair analysis.
Okay. Just to let you know, she takes Masterpiece every day, as do I.
Good.
Yeah, and that's been a year now, so I would expect her levels to be lower, not higher at this point.
Oh, right. So when she had her hair tested first, was she taking Masterpiece before?
No, actually, it was months after that we met the Masterpiece folk. And here's the thing. We were scheduled to go back, I forget what it was, 3 or 4 months to do but another test. But we don't have access. The place that we had the relationship had to close their doors because of everything being broken in the country. But, you know, our plan was, we know that Masterpiece is going to be doing the hair test. So our plan was to get in line there.
Right. Okay. Right. So, yeah, I mean, it's unusual, went out of business. So, yeah, I mean, to me, I would always use a kind of bigger setup. So it stays in business and you can obviously retest with the same machinery. Okay, so I mean, what you may notice over time also, I mean, feel free, obviously, Crow, to have a conversation with us afterwards regarding hair testing as well. But with the Masterpiece, what you may find is that actually her levels may go down significantly. And so what we noticed with the trial was that over 50% of the trial participants, I mean, Terry touched on the trial at first, there was 23 participants. What we noticed was that over 50% of those participants had strong release of toxins on an extracellular level. So the toxins were released from intracellular into extracellular and then released through the hair. And they were really, really quite significant. But what we found with clients was that was over 50% releasing. What we found with some is that toxins were going down in the hair. So Masterpiece was actually having a different function on different people. And so with some people, it was taking the toxins down. And on some people, it was making them release the toxins into their bloodstream and then come out in the hair. So it depends what the Masterpiece is going to do within the body. It could attract the toxin and deliver it out. And that actually could cause more of a detoxification anyway. And so that the healthier the body gets, the body then may release more toxins anyway. And so to get over 50% out of 23 people, and the numbers that we were seeing on the toxin release were incredible. I mean, I'll say this again. I'm an outside analyst. And so I've been doing my own methods for 15, 16 years. They would include things like near-infrared sauna, coffee enemas, broad-spectrum supplementation, and supplements that really get people going, like ALA, TMG, high-strength, zinc, vitamin B complex. but a broad spectrum of things that would really get the body healthier.
When you say get people going, are you talking about going to the bathroom to flush out? Is that what you're alluding to?
No, I'm saying getting the toxins moving is what I mean.
Okay.
So I'm really getting the toxins flowing and really getting the body healthier. That's my aim as a practitioner, to do it at someone's own pace, obviously. But what we would usually see if someone followed the advice would be, I would say, at a wild guess, between kind of like 15, 20, 25% increase in toxins on the next hair test. If we were lucky, maybe up to 50%. Now, what I was seeing with Masterpiece trials, some of the trial participants were releasing up to 1,200% more toxins than what they were before. There was one video that I shared with Matthew, just out of my excitement. And Matthew then shared it, and it was shared again, then put it on the website. And this one guy had released 1,200% more aluminum than he had before. And then that was attacked by the opposition because they said that, oh, look, it's increasing toxins, which is just taking one snippet of information and just not understanding hair analysis at all. Because the rest of the graph showed that he released 400% more toxic manganese, 600% more lead, 3,000% more lithium, which is considered as a toxic stimulant, if not absorbed, 400% more cadmium. These are all, you know, we talk about iron and manganese, people may think they're minerals that are good for you, but when they're not absorbed in the body, they then become bioavailable and become highly toxic. And there's a lot of alternative medicine practitioners these days concentrating primarily on bioavailable iron and trying to get that out. Well, on the trial that we did, we were seeing iron, aluminum, manganese, cadmium, lead, all sorts of toxins flowing out together. Because when the body starts to detox, it releases all sorts of metals. It just happens that aluminum tends to really shoot up because it's a slightly softer metal. And as Terry touched on at the start of the call, aluminum is everywhere. It's literally everywhere. It's airborne on a cellular level in food packaging, whatever, in tins, it's literally everywhere. And so everybody that does a hair analysis will always have a raised aluminum. And so it's really important that we first of all look at that trial. And as I say, I've just talked about one client there. There were another kind of 11 or 12 clients, maybe not as high as that guy, 1,200%, but showing very strong numbers at detoxification, very strong. There were some others that came to the trial before taking Masterpiece who were aluminum toxic, highly toxic. And then they did the 4 months, and then all of a sudden there's hardly any aluminum left.
Did they feel better? I mean, these are astonishing results. Do they report, you know, feeling much, much better?
Well, the question was for me was, were you feeling worse actually during it? Because when someone detoxes that strongly, they often feel dreadful. I mean, they really do, because the body is detoxing so quickly that it can't handle it. But the really unusual thing about every trial participant, bar one, was that they felt okay or better. They felt normal or better than they did before. That, to see those numbers, those detoxification numbers, to see those numbers and to have someone say to me, yeah, I felt normal, or actually, no, I had more energy. That, to me, was a standout. And this is why we're doing the bigger trial. Matt and co and the team, they want more data because, you know, 23 people is all fair enough, but if you start taking this into hundreds of people, you start getting some pretty solid numbers. So, yeah. And I was expecting those people to feel much worse while this was all going on, because you start releasing that much into the bloodstream. I'm thinking, why are they not feeling bad? I mean, with clients that we traditionally do any therapy with, it could be acupuncture, it could be colonics, it could be vitamin supplements, it could be massage. People usually release toxins into the bloodstream and they go through a healing crisis. Now, I'm not saying that everyone's going to get away with that. I mean, I know personally that I've known friends take Masterpiece and they started off on the standard dose, which used to be 10 drops, I think it's now 5 drops. And they said to me, Will, loads more energy initially, but then all of a sudden the detox started. I said, well, no, just slow down. Just slow down. And that's the best advice you can give anyone with any alternative medicine, with any supplements, whatever you're doing. If you start feeling toxins are backing up and you're struggling, just slow down or even stop for a few days. Drink lots of water, get lots of rest, eat lightly, give yourself a break, lie down more than you usually would and get more sleep. But for the guys on that trial, and some of them were giving numbers that I'd never seen before. And I've been doing this, as I say, 15 years. I'd never seen numbers of toxins flowing out that quickly.
So every time I've ever heard about chelation and other things, the most toxic among us is exactly what I have heard and been taught. When they begin to detox, they feel like flu bad.
Yeah.
Sometimes when it starts coming out, is it possible that the masterpiece is like binding it up so that it's like insulated away or something?
Yeah, I think so. We talked about this when we got the trial results, because this is one question I really wanted to ask the team. I'm not a professional zeolite guy, right? I didn't really know that much about it. And so really, I want to ask those questions to the team. And there were people saying that maybe it's leaving in a harmless fashion. Maybe it's been negatively charged. But at the same time, this is why we're doing the bigger trial. And so we want to see how people are feeling. And so this trial that we're now doing, which anybody can do, by the way, if you go to the Masterpiece website, you can sign up. You save yourself a couple of hundred dollars in Master. I think Masterpiece. Terry, is it right that Masterpiece are giving away 3 free bottles if you pay for the hair testing? I think that's right.
They're almost free, yeah.
So what we're doing is we're actually sending proper questionnaires to every single client that's doing it, and they're telling us how they feel. And so to me, it's how people are feeling. And, you know, it's for the betterment of people. And people, everyone's so individual. One guy could be highly toxic in mercury. One guy could be highly toxic in lead. And it's like, if you reach your limit, just slow it down. Just slow it all down. And this is what we want to find out on a much bigger scale. And, you know, I take my hat off to the team for doing it, because I don't know many other companies that would do it.
Have you seen anyone that's been testing that got down to that was, you know, very toxic at some point, that got down to undetectable levels?
Well, I haven't been doing long enough, to be honest. And so we've only done 4 months so far, and that was the first trial. And we're hoping for the second trial, people are going to do longer. I mean, it's 120 days, which we've offered people initially. We're hoping that people are going to do another 120 days if Matt gives them some more free samples. But yes, in what I do with hair analysis, since I've been doing so long, and what happens is that people, and this is the other crazy thing, what would usually take a couple of years to start coming out with traditional methods like sauna, coffee enemas, supplements, was happening in like 4 months with Masterpiece. That's the bit that got my attention. I was like, those readings would usually take someone a long time for those numbers to start coming out. So I'm hoping that if someone was to take Masterpiece for a year or whatever, they could get a lot of the metals out and then go down to very manageable levels for the body, where you all of a sudden you're not an antenna, all of a sudden haven't got chronic fatigue syndrome or skin problems or sleep problems or whatever. But yeah, for sure, with what I do, I've seen clients detox strongly, especially with the metals. Some of them come out first, like aluminum, but things like copper, manganese, and iron, which are highly toxic to the body in a bioavailable way, if they're not absorbed properly, they're some of the biggest problems. Most people don't realize that the body is inflamed and they're having problems because of toxic iron. And Masterpiece seemed to be detoxing that strongly with the majority of the trial participants. So what happens is, with what I do with supplementation and natural detox methods, is that after a year or two, you start seeing that iron and copper and manganese go right up for a while, then come right down, and the person feels much, much better. And that is what this is all about.
Is there a time frame that we can tell people about? They're taking Masterpiece for X amount of time.
Yeah, we need more data for that. I wouldn't like to give it a label, to be honest. I would say that the first year will be critical. That's what I tell people with what I do, but I would hope it would be quicker with Masterpiece. But it's a very, very, very difficult question. If you were to ask me, put me on the spot, I'd say give it a year and then see how you feel.
You know, you've got to imagine too, people go get a test and they find out, oh my gosh, all these things, you know, are in me, all these heavy metals and things. They've got to become more aware of their environment. Like, I know damn well, if I ask Terry questions like, Terry, do you drink out of aluminum cans?
No.
Do you make lasagna and put the tinfoil over the top when you're baking it?
I don't have tinfoil in my house.
If I went into your home, could I find a single aluminum pot or pan?
No.
See, this is the thing too that everyone should be aware of. And Jason and I had thought about doing an episode on this because I didn't realize what a conspiracy cookware is. And it is absolutely a conspiracy. What I found, first of all, you got to realize, when I left California in 2015, I came to take care of my mother, who was early stages dementia. As time went on, it killed her. And I saw firsthand what full-blown dementia does to a person. And when I began to look around the house, the first thing I found was this teapot that she loved because it boiled water in less than a minute. The whole interior of it was aluminum, and she'd been using it for years and years. And when I looked in, the whole inside was corroded. I was like, oh my God. So I started going through the whole house. I threw away 98 to 99% of the cookware that goes on the stove in this house. And so then I set out to replace it. And that's where the conspiracy emerged. Do you know how hard it is to find cookware that you can afford that is not aluminum ridden, even to the point where it's stainless steel, but there's an aluminum core in the heating element, which most people say that's okay, that it can't get out of there. And other ones say, I'm not touching it because aluminum is there. But my point is, most people can't afford to buy 100% stainless steel cookware. And so my main point here is, when you begin to do this and clean out, you have to go through your life and get rid of all the things that contaminated you or helped to contaminate you in the first place. And I know that was a bit of a soapbox moment, but I think it's critically important.
Also, the non-stick element is very important as well.
Right.
And so the non-stick conspiracy of how
that's the other hard thing is, most people are so used to Teflon and the non-stick.
Yeah.
When they do get stainless steel, they don't know how to cook. And I'll give you the hint right now. You're going to cook an egg and it will stick on these types of pans without Teflon. What you do is you bring them up to temperature before you put the food in, and you can look it up online. But yeah.
While we're on the subject of cookware, it's a very interesting conversation actually, because what's replacing ceramic hobs now is induction hobs. I don't know if you guys...
What do you mean by that?
Do you know induction? Induction hobs are where you... It looks like a cooker, like a hob. You know, like a where you put your pans on.
So you're talking about the stovetop.
I'm talking about the stovetop, yeah.
Okay.
And so that's usually ceramic, but they've changed it to induction.
Okay.
Now, induction is basically heating up your food with magnetic waves, but they've made it way, way, way more convenient because it's not heat. And so they're saying it protects your children, it protects whatever. But in reality, now I haven't looked into this much, but I looked at it and I said to a friend of mine who said, oh, you want to get rid of ceramic and get induction. I said, what's that? He says, it heats you up your food with a magnetic wave. And I'm thinking, okay, so that's more EMF. Is it going straight into your food? Is a magnetic wave heating up your food? And I'm thinking, okay, I think I'll sit with the ceramic.
So are you implying that the induction is not a lot better than a microwave? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's similar. Yeah, it's a magnetic wave.
Yeah, I haven't even seen it. And you know, the first thing I started thinking is how do you regulate temperature? It's like with a microwave, you're not regulating anything.
No, it's heating it up with a magnetic wave, and they're selling it out of convenience. Everything that's convenient these days is bad for you, it seems. Everything, it's like your mobile phone. There's a reason that most mobile phones have an apple on the back of them with a bite out of it. To me, it's symbolic. It's you wanting more knowledge than you really need. The thing is draining you from the signal going into it. And let's not even go into this because it's too much of a wide conversation. But everything convenient seems to be bad for you. It's like taking the shortcut. And that's how maybe the future might pan out, with the convenience of, like, I don't know, what would you want on you or in you to make your life more convenient? So you wouldn't need a passport, wouldn't need papers, whatever. Anyway, let's not open that rabbit hole. And
Well, I've actually covered this in a lot of blogs recently. The way I view it is, the more convenience you obtain, the less security and safety you have obtained.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
And this is the whole reason I covered it at some point. Elevators. The elevator's the devil. And most people can't put that together, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
There's one thing that I think Will could talk about that I think would really round out this conversation really nicely, unless, Crow, you had a direction to go in.
Let's do it. Go.
Okay. So when you're detoxing heavy metals, we've seen in some what seems to be unresolved traumas coming up. We see people that are feeling maybe not so good on that level. And what we have to remember is that these metals that are in our body, perhaps these are masterpieces clearing some of the blockages to the energy body. Because we do know it's true, or even a lot of people know this, that the metals in the body now are conductive to all of the EMFs around us. And it does seem like that's very on purpose. And so, like the MAC address, use that as an example. So when you're getting the metals out, you no longer have those. So what if also when you're detoxing these heavy metals and other poisons like the forever chemicals and microplastics, that is also clearing some of the blockages that you had to your energy body. That's all of a field around you. So maybe the body is cleansing and functioning better. That means that there's things coming up and people have work to do. This is what we want, you know, don't get me wrong, but it has to be at a comfortable enough pace. So some of the discomfort that I've heard from people, I believe is coming from this. Will and I have had some conversation about this. I don't know if Will, if you have anything to add.
You're absolutely right. I mean, it's the chicken and egg scenario. What comes first, the trauma or the toxin? And if you've been traumatized in your life and you've got old trauma, that's going to make you act a certain way in your life. It's going to put your minerals out of balance, which is going to open the door to toxins. Bio-unavailable copper is very much linked with high anxiety. Lead and manganese are linked to anger and all sorts of other emotions that arsenic, cadmium are related to. So as you start releasing toxins, strange things might start happening with your body. Your body is amazing. And never forget that you are a divine-made organic being. You are more powerful than you can possibly imagine. And once you start taking out the stuff that's been holding you back, your body might start doing things that appear strange. It might start retracing old infections, which can be scary. Believe me, I've been through this, and it does create an amount of uncertainty. And these can be infections anywhere from being in the liver to being in the stomach. You can also just get the common cold or the flu. And you think I'm doing something wrong, believe me, you're not doing something wrong. If anything, you're doing something right. But just rest, drink more water, eat lightly, and just let it pass. But it also goes for memories and stored traumas, high amounts of fear, anxiety, old memories coming up. This is very, very normal. You're not going mad. You're just retracing. You're unfolding, and you're getting better. But always, always, always go at your own pace. And just because everyone else is doing 5 drops of masterpiece or whatever, it doesn't mean you have to. You could do 1 drop every other day if you're extremely sensitive. And I myself am a sensitive individual anyway, you know, and I'm glad to be one. I'm energetically sensitive. I have a very strong connection with whatever you want to call it that made us. And I'm, you know, that life wouldn't be the same without that for me. But whatever I put in my body has quite a strong reaction. So you've got to take it at your own pace. Some people are so numbed down, they could maybe take 10 drops of this stuff and not feel a thing.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Well, this is a key. What you're touching on is a key, because we're used to a medical system where one size fits all, when in reality, one size doesn't fit anybody. And what you're recognizing is that we're unique. It does matter your genetics and what part of the world, and even your diet, all these things make us unique.
They absolutely do. And you might need a different diet to what everyone else is doing. You know, you use your intuition. That's another thing that'll get better. Your intuition is as you start releasing toxins. I mean, Terry touched on the pineal gland at the start. And once that starts decalcifying, which I think I've nearly decalcified mine now. And it's incredible. You know, throughout the rule book, you know what I mean? If your body craves something, it's going to crave it. I'm not talking about carbohydrates or sugar, because your body will crave that for a different reason, because you haven't got any energy. But if you start craving certain vegetables or certain meats, or I know a lot of people might be vegan or vegetarian, I'll totally respect that, but if you're craving it, you're craving it. And so it's, you know, there might be something in those foods that you really, really need at that point. And so I think the internet is full of, oh yeah, do this, you're going to feel great in 60 days and la, la, la. You know, we're all a different blood type as well. This is the other key thing. And I think a majority of the population are blood type O. And blood type O seems to get along really well with meat. I know that might go down badly with a lot of people, but unfortunately, it's kind of almost been proven. But A's and B's and those blood types can perfectly happily be vegans, vegetarians, and thrive on it. And so we're all different, guys. We're all also different. And just respect who you are and what you are and accept where you are. And yeah, but just take it all at your own pace.
you know, leveraging off what Terry said, Terry, have you ever heard the description of, you know, you were talking about the light body. For people who don't know, look it up. The idea that there's more than one body, which was quite prevalent in many spiritual traditions around the world, not too long ago, but there's an idea that when you go into the dream state, that your energetic body goes away to somewhere else, but there's the idea of the silver thread. Have you heard of this, Terry?
Yes. Yep.
So think about what, because for me, I don't feel like I dream the same as I did when I was young. And I suspect that being surrounded by all the waves everywhere that you really can't get away from, even though everything in my house is hardwired and I have one Wi-Fi hotspot if I need it or want it, it's just not the same. And what I'm thinking about is if that silver thread is more than an allegory, think about what all these electromagnetic waves do, and then think about a body that's basically become an antenna because it's so full of metals.
I believe that. Yep.
Crazy to think about.
But also, I think once you start activating, I mean, the light body is an old Merkaba. I don't know if you ever heard the term Merkaba.
Sure.
Yeah. And so once that starts activating, don't forget you're going to become more sensitive to energy as well. And so as the Merkaba and the light body expands, electronics and Wi-Fi and the signals might start affecting you even more because you're becoming a natural soul, a natural spirit. And you know, that all of a sudden you're picking those things up because they're not good for you. You're almost like the canary down the coal mine, you know? And so you need to be like, if you're going through that process, I think a lot of people are going through light body processes now. People are waking up everywhere, and that's a wonderful thing. But they will be more, they'll go through stages where electronics will affect them because of that light body process.
To me, we took the deal with the devil when we made everything electric. It's almost like the Tesla Edison thing, you know? We had an opportunity to go in a different direction, and we went the harmful way. But we are coming up on the top of the hour. Is there anything else you feel is critical that we get in before we take a short break and prep up for hour two?
Anything, Will? I'm going to stay on. So anything you wanted to wrap up with?
No, not really. We're doing a bigger trial for Masterpiece. It's ongoing. And the first trial was excellent. I'm a hairman, I'm an analyst. I do this for a living, have done for a long time. The first trial was excellent. And I think my only advice would be to, as we said before, everyone's unique, everyone's individual. Just take it at your own pace. But so far, from what I can see, it's a great product, one of the best products I've come across. And it has an amazing team behind it as well. It's not just the guys you see on camera, it's other guys as well. And they're all very kind-hearted people, and it's a pleasure to work with them. So.
And Will, people can work with you or your team also if they want additional help with the process that they're going through, right? So they're going to get an analysis when they purchase a test through us or directly through you too, of course. But we have that on our website, which I'll explain in the second hour more. But they can get your attention when they're doing these hair tests.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a team in the UK who can absolutely deal with clients and any questions. Because obviously, you know, again, everyone's individual, have their own questions, and we get to look at their more detailed information if they want to come through us again. So yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, let me cover what we need to cover here. If you go to the website, crow777radio.com, there's a sponsored link. If you click on the sponsored link, there's a bunch of images of all the products that we find are useful. On the top row, fourth from the left, is Masterpiece. It has a peace sign correctly portrayed. The way the peace sign was used in the 70s was inverted. It was a poke in the eye to people who didn't know any better. A Masterpiece recognized that. So if you click on that image, you get a slight discount, which I think is the only place that does it, to order through us. The way I view this is our world's not going to detoxify anytime soon. So once you begin taking this on, to me, it's like brushing your teeth or taking a shower. It's ongoing maintenance for me, for my family. I seek to lower the levels to get rid of the things that I knew were polluting me in my home, and then do things like Masterpiece and other supplements in my life to live the rest of my life, because we can't just wander around like we once did carefree. We live in a very toxic environment. Will, is there anything you want to add, website address or anything else, or you just want to leave it with the sponsored link?
Well, you can find me on YouTube as Mineral Man. I don't have a lot of followers because I was shadow banned a long time ago, as you can imagine. I still haven't managed to jump over to another platform yet, but I need to. But I make content not just on minerals. I make content on about spirituality and how you can help yourself as well. So hopefully that can help some of you. You can find me on Nutritional Balance in UK. Just plug that into the Google and I'll come up. But yeah, as I say, you've got the sponsored link there for the masterpiece for you guys. So, but it's been a pleasure to be on. I really enjoyed it.
Well, that's a badge of honor for me because what we see on the other side of the mainstream coin is a death-based system who is doing all they can do to destroy spirituality and to stifle the consciousness lift that is going on right now. So that brings us to the top of hour one for episode 620. Hour one is free to everybody at crow777radio.com. That is crow777radio.com. Members know to log in for the full episode, and members get access to all the comments and forums. They can create top level topics, and they get access to the 2-hour film called Shoot the Moon. Shoot the Moon covers all my older telescope work, all the weird UFOs, the lunar waves, and the first discovery of the second sun, which is about to become a very big deal because of someone we met who basically corroborated so many of the things I have said about our two suns. You can also get access to all my current solar work. Members of crow777radio.com get exclusive access to my solar work with my giant hydrogen alpha telescope. There are currently 11 videos. There will be more shortly because the ice is going away and I will begin shooting again, hopefully this month. Lastly, the images that I have shot in hydrogen alpha are available to everybody on the website, and I have priced them very, very inexpensively, considering that any given image is minimally 8 hours of work or more. With that, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back for hour two with Terry, and I'd like to wish everybody everywhere a happy, healthy, and higher-minded new era. There it is, man. Cheers.
Belief is the enemy of knowing.